Okay, so today we're diving into a case that's, it's a bit of a heavy hitter, especially for anyone even remotely interested in law, but really anyone going into civil litigation especially. We're talking Doe v. Maskell, and it's messy. Trauma, memory, legal timelines, and I get tangled up in this one. And for all of you future lawyers out there, yeah, this case, it's a bit of a crash course on the challenges you're going to face.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. This deep dive, we're going to really break down Doe v. Maskell, lay it all out. Not just the facts, but what the court was thinking and why this whole thing even matters. It all boils down to a pretty basic question, though. When can someone actually seek justice? Like, when does that clock start ticking?
Right. Okay, so let's start with the basics, the what happened. We're talking about two women, Jane Doe and Jane Roe, students at Seton Keough High School in Baltimore back in the late 60s, early 70s. And they're alleging some pretty horrific stuff. Abuse by Father Maskell, the school chaplain at the time. Can you maybe walk us through the main points of what they were saying happened?
Absolutely. So both women claim that during what they thought were counseling sessions with Father Maskell, he repeatedly raped and sexually assaulted them. They also described serious psychological manipulation going on. And this allegedly continued until they graduated. Now, here's the kicker, and it's a big one. Both women say they repressed these memories, like completely blocked them out for decades. They only started to recover them, so they say, around 1992. And then in 1994, they filed their lawsuit.
And boom, right there, we hit a wall. Maryland, like a lot of states, has that standard 3-year statute of limitations for personal injury claims. And considering these women would have been 21 in the early 70s, well, 1994 is way past that deadline. So the big question the court has to wrestle with is there any way around that 3-year rule, given what Doe and Roe are saying happened?
Exactly. And of course, the defense, that's Father Maskell, the school, and the Archdiocese, they all jump in and file for summary judgment. Like, case closed, right? Statute of limitations ran out ages ago. Trial court agrees. But Doe and Roe, they appeal. And then something kind of unusual happens. The Court of Appeals of Maryland, the top court in the state, they step in and decide to take the case directly. Skip the whole intermediate appeal thing. This is a big deal, right? It means they know this is a big question. Can Maryland's discovery rule, think of it like a pause button on that ticking clock, apply to repressed memories?
Okay, so let's break down this discovery rule a bit. It's basically a safeguard in the legal system, right? It keeps that statute of limitations from running out until the person making the claim, the plaintiff, either knows they were harmed or reasonably should have known. But the million-dollar question in Doe v. Maskell is, do repressed memories count as knowing?
And that's where the court puts its foot down and say, nope, under Maryland law at the time, repressed memories are not legally different from just plain forgetting. And their thinking on that is, well, there wasn't this clear scientific consensus on repressed memories. Without that rock-solid science, the court says applying the discovery rule here would basically throw those statutes of limitations out the window. And those statutes, they're there for a reason. They bring some finality to legal matters and prevent cases built on evidence that's gone bad, so to speak, after a long time. So takeaway number one. Maryland courts aren't messing around with memory with some serious science backing it up.
Yeah, no kidding. They weren't shy about being skeptical either. If I'm remembering right, the majority opinion basically said, legally speaking, repression. Same as forgetting.
You got it. But wait, there's more. The plaintiffs, they had another argument up their sleeve. They said, look, because we repressed these memories, we were mentally incompetent. And under Maryland law, Section 5201, that could pause the statute of limitations. But again, court says, nice try, but no. Their definition of what mental incompetence means, legally speaking, it sets the bar really high.
And they get specific too. They basically say to be considered legally incompetent and hit pause on that clock, you got to show that you couldn't handle your everyday life, like paying bills, holding down a job, or what you didn't understand you had legal rights in the first place. And in this case, they found Doe and Roe could function. They had jobs, got married, even voted. So to the court, that means they didn't meet the definition of incompetence, even if they had repressed the memories. It really shows you just how narrowly they apply that exception in Maryland. So big takeaway number two, Maryland law wants closure, even if it means potentially shutting out claims based on recovered memories. Unless, of course, there's that super strong science to back them up.
You nailed it. So zooming out a bit, the big picture here is that there's this inherent tension, right? On one hand, you want the legal system to be stable, have some finality, and that's where those statutes of limitations come in. But then you have people who have experienced real trauma, trauma that might have these long-lasting effects, like repressed memories, that don't show up right away. And the legal system has to figure out, how do you balance that need for stability with providing justice for these people?
And it seems like in this case, at least, the court really leaned hard on the side of stability. But that leads to some pretty uncomfortable questions, right? Especially when you look at what we know about trauma and how it can affect memory. I mean, is it really fair to say, sorry, we're prioritizing legal rules over potentially getting justice for someone who's saying they're only just now remembering this horrific thing that happened to them?
That's the heart of the issue, isn't it? The court, they do acknowledge this tension, this dilemma, but ultimately they say, look, if you want to make a special exception for repressed memories, that's the legislature's job, not ours. It's right there, the majority opinion. If the lawmakers want to carve out that exception, they can. That's their call. But the court, they're sticking to their lane. Judicial restraint, they call it. Basically, the court is saying, we're not in the business of making new laws. Go talk to the legislature. But as you said, that leaves people like the plaintiffs in Doe v. Maskell in a tough spot, at least until the law catches up, if it ever does.
And this is where it gets interesting for our future lawyers, right? Because it's important to know how other states handle this whole mess of law and psychology, because the legal landscape, well, it can change drastically depending on where you are.
Absolutely. There's a whole spectrum of approaches out there. California, they did something pretty interesting. They passed what are called revival statutes. These basically open up a window, a limited time, where people who survive childhood sexual abuse can file lawsuits, even if the statute of limitations has long passed. And these laws often take into account things like delayed reporting and repressed memories. So you see, California went in a completely different direction, and a lot of times these revival statutes come about because lawmakers recognize just how hard it is for survivors to come forward. They want to create some path to justice even years later. But Maryland, well, Doe v. Maskell shows us they're taking a much more conservative approach. They're not convinced about the science of repressed memories, at least not yet.
Okay, so let's bring it all home. For our future legal eagles listening, what are the big can't-miss lessons from Doe v. Maskell, the stuff they need to keep in mind as they go through law school and beyond?
All right, lesson number one, straight from Doe v. Maskell. The discovery rule has its limits. It's not a get-out-of-jail-free card for every situation where someone says, oh, I didn't know I was hurt. In Maryland, after this ruling, you can't just say repressed memory and expect that clock to stop. The court wasn't buying it as a legal argument.
And don't forget, claiming mental incompetence to pause that clock, that's a tough climb too. Just saying your trauma made you forget, well, it's not enough. You have to show you were seriously impaired, that you couldn't run your own life or understand your rights. The court made that crystal clear.
Couldn't have said it better myself. You know, this case really throws a huge question at us. How much should courts prioritize those established legal principles? You know, finality, making sure evidence is still good, even when you have people like Doe and Roe who are saying they've suffered horrible abuse and are only now remembering it. Doe v. Maskell shows us that in Maryland, at least back then, those legal principles carried a lot of weight.
And here's another one for all the future litigators. Evidence, evidence, evidence. The court in Doe v. Maskell kept hammering on that point. They said there wasn't enough scientific evidence to really separate repression from just forgetting. What does that tell you? You need solid evidence, especially science-backed stuff, if you're going up against those established legal idea. The plaintiffs not having that solid science to back up their argument, that was a huge factor in why they lost.
Bingo. So to all our listeners out there thinking about a career in law, Doe v. Maskell leaves us with a lot to chew on. How can the law adapt to deal with the messiness of trauma and memory while still keeping our legal system fair and functional? And remember, the court basically said, if you want to change the rules, take it to the legislature. So think about how new laws could address these issues and how what we're learning about psychology and memory could change things in the future. It's a conversation that definitely needs to keep going.